A word of thanks to all of you, to the adults who have taken time to be with us. Maybe you've taken some personal days or vacation days. Many of you maybe had to get off work, and so you're losing wages to be here. Your efforts here, your commitment to our young people, many of you young yourself, but you're sharing the faith. You're sharing the faith with young people who are coming and they're searching, they're looking for something. And God willing, it's our role to bring them to Christ. That's what it's all about. And so a special word of thanks to the adults, to the young people, to the religious sisters who have taken of your time and given of your time and yourselves for the good of our young people. Today's first reading, in a sense, brings to an end the story of Joseph. It continues tomorrow with the death of Joseph at the age of 110 in the first reading. But today we have the highlight, the reunion of Jacob with his son Joseph, and all of the intrigue that occurred along the way. And I think all of you are familiar with the backstory of that. Joseph was the favorite son of all the boys, and that didn't go over with the other boys, huh? His dad Jacob gave him that coat of many colors, and that just led to extreme jealousy. Joseph didn't help much because he was this big dreamer, huh? And he told his brothers, "Someday you'll bow down to me." That didn't go over well with his siblings, did it? And so it led to jealousy, the plotting of a murder, kidnapping, being sold into slavery, being imprisoned in Egypt. And then once he's in Egypt, there's more drama and there's lust and there's famine. And eventually reconciliation between Joseph and his brothers. And in today's reading, Joseph is reunited with his father. And they lived happily ever after. And we know that's not true. They did not live happily ever after, because then there came to power a Pharaoh who, in the terms of the scriptures, knew not Joseph and all the great things that had been done. And so the Israelites are enslaved for 400 years. Moses is sent by God, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh says, "No, go make more bricks and get your own straw." Then we have the 10 plagues, the death of the firstborn son, from Pharaoh all the way down to the commoner. We have the angel of death, Passover, the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, the bread of affliction, the flight into Egypt from Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, the Ten Commandments, wandering in the desert for 40 years, finally entering into land flowing with milk and honey. It's exhausting. The point of all this, God had a plan, didn't he? In all of those details, that took hundreds of years, thousands of years. That's from our perspective. From God's perspective, it was a blinking of the eye, huh? God had a plan. And when all was right, that plan was manifest in the details of salvation history, and finally it culminated in the fullness of time, in God's mysterious plan. At the proper time, when all was right, he sent his son as our Savior. That was part of the plan. In Christ, the covenant of the Lamb's blood is surpassed and fulfilled in the blood of the Son of God. It's all part of God's plan. The young people that will be coming to us this weekend and next weekend, many of them are searching. They're seeking something or someone. Many of them have no idea of the meaning of life. Some of them, for them, life is confusing. The details are overwhelming for them. And life can be very sloppy for them. And maybe for some of you right now, sitting in this chapel. And they have no idea that God has a plan for them. And that's our responsibility in whatever role that we might have, in any encounter that we might have with our young people, to give them a little insight that we're part of something larger than the details of our own individual lives, that we're part of God's plan, huh? And some of them have no idea about that. They're clueless, and therefore they're searching. They're looking for hope. The gospel reminds us that even all the hairs of your head are counted. And so do not be afraid. And if we can move the young people that are coming to us this weekend toward Jesus, to the fullness of God's plan, and if we can somehow bring them a little bit closer to understand that the details of their life, as sloppy as it can be, are part of God's divine plan, then the possibilities in their lives become limitless, huh? That's the theme for this weekend, limitless. That with God, all things are possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.